At 5:49, I'm Justin Martin with a special report from KERA News. We're going to bring you the latest on how the coronavirus outbreak is affecting North Texas, from plans for a pop-up hospital in Dallas to the state of animal shelters. We start with an executive order from the state capitol. Governor Greg Abbott is extending the closure of schools statewide through May 4th. He's also extending social distancing measures through the end of April. His executive order directs Texans to minimize gatherings statewide that are not essential and minimize contact with people who are not in the same household. The order does not prohibit people from exercising or accessing essential services such as going to the grocery store or gas station. The governor spoke this afternoon.
Governmental entities and businesses will continue providing essential services. Businesses not categorized as essential can continue to operate from home through the use of technology.
Abbott declined to describe his latest order as a shelter-in-place or stay-at-home. In North Texas, shelter-in-place orders have already been in effect for much of the region, including Dallas, Tarrant, and Denton counties. An order in Collin County is not as restrictive for businesses. Now to the latest on case counts in North Texas. Health officials in Dallas County are reporting 82 new cases of COVID-19. Countywide, the total 631. The county's also reporting 2 new deaths. 13 people in Dallas County have now died due to COVID-19. Elsewhere, Tarrant County is reporting a total of 273 cases, although many of those are considered provisional. Collin County has a total of 160 cases. Denton County says a fourth resident has died from COVID-19, a man from the colony in his 60s. The county announced 15 new cases for a total of 206. More cases have been reported at the Denton State-Supported Living Center, a facility for people with severe disabilities. 50 residents have now tested positive for COVID-19, and so have 23 staff members. In downtown Dallas, work is underway to convert the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center into the state's first pop-up hospital. Work could be completed later this week. The facility could help meet the need for beds if there's a surge in hospitalizations related to COVID-19. And Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson says capacity at the pop-up hospital could be expanded.
The city is intimately involved in that process. That hospital could be as few as 250 beds or as big as 1,400 beds, I'm told.
Rocky Voss, the city's director of emergency management, says so far no local hospitals have reported reaching capacity. The Dallas School District says this is the last week it will provide free grab-and-go meals twice a week. Beginning next week, meals will only be available for pickup on Thursdays. The district says it'll provide enough meals to last the entire week. Then each Thursday, families can get the next batch of weekly meals. Dallas ISD says after Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins said there were still too many people out during the day, the district decided to cancel Tuesday distribution. The city of Dallas can no longer require employers to provide paid sick leave for workers, at least for now. That's after a federal judge blocked the city's mandate while a lawsuit proceeds. But activists contend workers need those benefits now more than ever amid the coronavirus pandemic. KERA's Christopher Connolly has more.
The ordinance requires companies to give workers up to 8 hours of paid sick leave a year. Under the law, workers at larger companies started earning the leave last summer, with smaller companies set to be included this August. The judge's order, at least temporarily, puts an end to all of that. Brianna Brown from the Progressive Texas Organizing Project says the move undermines public health and takes sick leave away from workers at a time they need it most.
When this injunction happens in the midst of the pandemic, it is not only on the wrong side of history, it is on the wrong side of now.
According to a 2018 study, before the mandate, 300,000 Dallas workers would lose wages if they had to stay home because they or their kids were sick. Plano-based Employee Solutions and Allen-based Hagen Law Group brought the suit to stop the mandate, and Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton joined them. Rob Henneke from the conservative Texas Public Policy Foundation said in a statement, quote, "Now is not the time for governments to force burdensome regulations upon small business." State courts blocked similar ordinances in Austin and San Antonio last year. I'm Christopher Connolly in Fort Worth.
Like so many other places, animal shelters across Texas have had to close their doors to limit the spread of the coronavirus. But that doesn't mean they've abandoned the little critters. As KERA's Hadi Mawagdi reports, shelters are coming up with clever ways to care for animals during the pandemic.
Long hours at a Dallas-based software company had kept Kelly Hamilton from adopting a pet. So when she found out her bosses wanted people to start working from home, she decided to foster a dog. Now she's sharing her apartment with a black mouth cur named Amaris from Dallas Animal Services.
And it's just nice to have like another responsibility added on, and just kind of like having her to play with and walk definitely has helped the stress.
It's also been a big help to the shelter. Dallas Animal Services has the third largest intake numbers in the country. They take in more than 40,000 pets each year. Leah Bacco, the shelter's public information coordinator, says they started preparing for the eventual shelter-at-home orders weeks ago.
And at that time, we were actually a little bit concerned because we were getting very close to capacity, which is kind of when we start really pushing adoptions and fosters and, you know, we're running out of space at that point.
After that first push, DAS adopted out or found foster homes for more than 160 dogs. But during that same period, Bacco says they took in more than 200 new dogs. That's why, pandemic or not, DAS cannot afford to pause adoptions and fostering. To keep up while practicing social distancing, Dallas Animal Services launched drive-through adoptions.
We will have you pull up to our, you know, front door, and we will load the dog up in your car and send you on your way. Exactly.
Other shelters have taken this approach too, including the San Antonio Humane Society, Austin Pets Alive, and the Fort Worth Animal Care and Control Shelter. Those places are still housing dozens of dogs and are looking to place pets with other people who suddenly find themselves stuck at home.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. We want to reassure you that Houston SPCA is still here and we're still operating.
That's Joe Sullivan, Vice President of Development at Houston SPCA. She started popping up on the shelter's regular Facebook Lives to let followers know the organization is still up and running for the greater Houston community.
Our ambulance in Harris County will continue to run. Our cruelty investigators will be out on the streets taking calls and investigating felony-level animal cruelty. And lastly, our Wildlife Center of Texas is still taking in animals. We may have to stay.
Julie Kenstel handles communications for Houston SPCA and says coronavirus is just another obstacle the shelter will have to overcome.
We've been here for almost 100 years. We're well-versed in responding, especially to hurricanes, but we've had some unprecedented emergencies in just the past couple years.
Because of those past experiences, Kenstel says, like Dallas Animal Services, Houston SPCA came up with a plan before COVID-19 started shutting down Texas cities.
We had a mega adoption event, and we had 176 adoptions. It was a curbside adoption based on the CDC's safety guidelines. We had it outdoors, but it was a good event.
Since then, they've placed all of their adoptable pets in forever homes or foster homes.
How you doing, Phil? Hey, Phil. Hey, buddy. Hey.
Darlene Azinski of Dallas says she started fostering pets nearly 2 years ago and loves it. The retired product marketing engineer took in a one-year-old pup named Apache just before Dallas County's shelter-in-place order went into effect. And she doesn't mind at all that she'll probably have to hold on to Apache a lot longer than she expected.
It gives you something to look forward to in the morning. And, you know, the thing about a dog is, I mean, they're going to love you probably more than you love yourself.
Azinski says some folks may be scared about fostering or adopting animals right now, given all the uncertainty. But she says, we're going to make it out of this, and pets are going to help us. So why not help them? I'm Hadi Mawagdi in Dallas.
For the latest news on COVID-19 in Texas, visit keranews.org. And in the weather, decreasing clouds tonight and cooler, lows in the low 50s. Tomorrow, clouds return across North Texas with highs around 70 degrees. Thursday brings a chance for rain and storms, and it'll stay rainy and stormy on Friday and into the weekend. This is 90.1 KERA, Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton.